Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Understanding Power. The Indispensable Chomsky brings together a wide-ranging set of talks and question and answer sessions in which Noam Chomsky explains how power operates in modern society. Rather than presenting a single linear argument, the book works like an extended public seminar. Readers see Chomsky responding to everyday concerns about media, elections, foreign policy, corporate influence, and grassroots organizing. Across these discussions, he stresses the practical value of historical context, careful evidence, and an honest look at institutional incentives. The result is an accessible entry point to Chomsky's broader political writing, with an emphasis on how ordinary people can analyze propaganda, resist cynicism, and act effectively. The book is often treated as a guide for informed citizenship because it links big systems to daily life, showing how policy decisions get made and how consent is cultivated. It is direct, argumentative, and geared toward building critical habits rather than offering comforting answers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how consent is manufactured through institutions and incentives. A central theme is that power does not rely only on force. It also relies on shaping what people consider normal, reasonable, or inevitable. Chomsky emphasizes institutional incentives that steer behavior across government, media, and business, arguing that the key question is not whether individuals are good or bad, but what systems reward. When news organizations depend on access, advertising, and elite sources, the range of acceptable debate narrows even without overt censorship. When political careers depend on fundraising and party discipline, policy tends to follow donor priorities and entrenched interests. The book encourages readers to track structures, who pays, who decides, and who benefits. It also highlights how language frames public understanding, turning contested political choices into technical necessities or moral crusades. By examining these mechanisms, readers learn to distinguish between genuine public deliberation and managed narratives. The practical payoff is a method of analysis. Follow the incentives, examine what is omitted, compare coverage across outlets, and look for patterns in how responsibility is assigned. This topic sets up the rest of the book by offering a diagnostic toolkit for understanding why similar stories are told in similar ways over time. Secondly, media, propaganda, and the discipline of critical consumption, the book treats media not as a monolith of lies, but as a professional system that predictably filters information. Chomsky urges readers to practice an active, comparative approach, read across sources, separate claims from evidence, and ask how a story would be framed if the victims and perpetrators were reversed. He argues that propaganda is often most effective when it feels like common sense, delivered through repetition, selective emphasis, and moral double standards. Rather than focusing on sensational conspiracies, he points to routine editorial choices, such as which crises receive sustained attention, which voices are treated as authoritative, and which historical facts are treated as irrelevant. The discussions push readers to become their own editors by checking primary documents, using public records, and developing a habit of skepticism toward convenient narratives. Another emphasis is that media criticism should not end in paralysis. It should sharpen priorities for action and clarify what information communities need to organize effectively. By framing media literacy as a civic skill, the book turns news consumption into an ethical practice with real-world consequences for voting, activism, and public debate. Thirdly, foreign policy, intervention, and the logic of empire, Chomsky repeatedly returns to the idea that foreign policy is best understood through consistent principles rather than patriotic storytelling. He challenges readers to evaluate state behavior the same way regardless of which country is acting, and to pay close attention to the stated goals versus the observable outcomes. In these conversations, intervention is presented as a recurring pattern in which strategic and economic interests are often dressed in humanitarian language. The book encourages a long-view approach, examining historical precedents, regional power dynamics, and the domestic political benefits of projecting strength abroad. It also highlights how public opinion is managed during conflicts through simplified moral narratives and selective reporting of atrocities. A key lesson is that responsibility is not abstract. Citizens of powerful states have leverage and therefore obligations because their governments act in their name and with their resources. The topic is not only about critique, but also about how to evaluate evidence, question official rationales, and recognize the human costs hidden by distance. For readers, this section builds a framework for analyzing wars, sanctions, covert operations, and alliances without relying on partisan branding or national myth-making. Fourthly, democracy, elections, and the limits of formal politics. A recurring argument is that elections matter, but they do not exhaust democracy. Chomsky describes how formal democratic procedures can coexist with deep inequalities of power, especially when wealth concentration shapes what options are considered realistic. Campaign finance, lobbying, think tanks, and revolving door career paths are presented as ways that elite interests stabilize policy across administrations. The book also examines how public frustration is redirected into apathy by persuading people that nothing can change, or by reducing politics to personality clashes rather than policy choices. At the same time, the discussions resist fatalism. Even within constrained systems, policy can shift when organized pressure changes the cost of ignoring popular demands. The emphasis is on expanding democratic life beyond voting by participating in unions, community groups, local initiatives, and issue-based coalitions. By treating democracy as something people do rather than something they watch, the book reframes civic power as cumulative and learnable. Readers are prompted to ask what institutions they can influence directly, how to build durable organizations, and how to measure progress in terms of material improvements rather than symbolic victories. Lastly, organizing, solidarity, and practical pathways to social change, the most action-oriented sections focus on how movements grow and why they succeed. Chomsky stresses that lasting change typically comes from persistent organizing, not from sudden enlightenment among elites. He highlights the importance of solidarity, patient coalition building, and concrete goals that connect moral principles to everyday needs. The book encourages readers to study movement history because victories and defeats reveal strategies that work, including the role of labor organizing, civil rights activism, and community-based campaigns. Another practical thread is the value of local engagement, building relationships, creating alternative institutions, and supporting independent media and educational projects. Chomsky also addresses the psychological obstacles to activism, such as cynicism and isolation, arguing that participation itself can generate hope by turning private frustration into shared purpose. The discussions frame activism as a craft: learn the issues, communicate clearly, choose targets with leverage, and keep pressure sustained. Rather than presenting a rigid blueprint, the book offers a mindset that combines skepticism about power with confidence in collective agency. For readers, this topic translates critique into doable steps and reinforces the idea that social change is built through organized, disciplined effort. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who want a practical introduction to Chomsky's political thinking without needing prior familiarity with his academic work. Students, journalists, organizers, and curious citizens will find it especially useful because it models how to ask better questions about institutions, incentives, and historical context. If you feel overwhelmed by media noise or discouraged by politics as spectacle, the book can help restore agency by offering methods, compare sources, follow the money, test claims against consistent moral standards, and connect analysis to action. Its life benefit is not merely information, but a set of habits that sharpen decision-making in everyday civic life, from interpreting headlines to choosing where to volunteer or what policies to support. Compared with similar political primers, it stands out for its conversational clarity and its repeated insistence on practical engagement rather than passive critique. Many books diagnose corruption or manipulation, but this one repeatedly returns to what people can do, emphasizing organized pressure and local work as realistic levers. For buyers, the value is breadth plus usability. It covers media, foreign policy, and democracy while staying focused on building critical literacy and participatory confidence. If you would like to support Noam Chomsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.